The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it's 9:40 on this Wednesday morning. Do you have high blood pressure? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe you have it and you don't know. Nearly half of us have high blood pressure. And a lot of us don't even know it. Joining us right now to talk more about the importance of monitoring your blood pressure is medical expert with the American Heart Association, cardiovascular nurse Yvonne Commodore Mensa. Yvonne, good morning, and thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
There are so many measures of health that are pretty easy for us to observe, and we stand on a scale and know what our weight is. We can, use a thermometer and know what our temperature is. Blood pressure is something that we usually get when we go to the doctor's office. Why is it so important to monitor it all the time?
Right. So as you pointed out, it's important to know your numbers. And knowing your blood pressure numbers is actually very important. So there are two numbers that we look at in a blood pressure reading, the systolic and the diastolic blood pressure. So the systolic blood pressure is the top number, and that represents the pressure in your arteries when your heart is beating. And the bottom number is the diastolic blood pressure, and is the pressure in your arteries when your heart is resting. And so a healthy blood pressure reading is below 120 over 80, and anything at or above 120 over 80 is considered elevated. So monitoring your blood pressure is important for maintaining good heart health and preventing serious complications such as preventing cardiovascular disease and stroke. So we know that hypertension is a significant risk factor for developing cardiovascular disease, which is a leading cause of death in the U.S., but it can also increase the workload of your heart over time, which can lead to heart failure. But the good news is that we can actually monitor our blood pressure at home, right? So to get down with your blood pressure and monitor your numbers, there are four easy steps that we encourage everyone to know. They include get it, slip it, cuff it, and check it. So it means get a blood pressure device. So there are validated blood pressure devices you can purchase and to use at home. Slip it on, cuff it, and check it. And also share those readings with your primary care provider so that we can work together to come up with a plan to lower your blood pressure.
There are certainly things that people can do to make lifestyle changes, for example, to help manage blood pressure. What are some of those things that we can all do to help manage our blood pressure?
Right. So in addition to taking your medicines as prescribed, if you are prescribed medicines, there are lifestyle changes everyone can adopt to help manage blood pressure or prevent hypertension from occurring in the first place. The first step is regular physical activity. So exercise is actually medicine. Being more active can help to lower your blood pressure. A heart-healthy diet. So a diet that is lower in sodium. So reading the food labels to understand how much sodium is in the food that you're consuming. Eating a diet that is high in fruits and vegetables, but also low in the bad stuff, the saturated fats, the sugar, the sweets, so staying away from those foods can also help to improve your blood pressure. And the last lifestyle change I will encourage is managing stress. We know it's impossible to completely eliminate stress, but there are things we can do to help manage stress. So whether it's meditation or yoga or whatever works for you in terms of helping you to lower your stress level, because higher stress is linked with higher blood pressure.
You know, it's so important to monitor your blood pressure because it's something that you don't necessarily. I mean, sometimes somebody, as you said, stress. You know, you're having a really stressful day, and you just say, "Man, I can just feel my blood pressure rising." But generally, we don't feel our blood pressure rising, do we?
Right. Absolutely. So, Paul, as you noted, hypertension is often referred to as a silent killer. It can be elevated over time, and you may not even know it or feel it. And that's why it's important to have your numbers checked by a provider, but also check your numbers at home. So blood pressure changes throughout the day, But if it stays elevated over time, that can actually damage the inner lining of your blood vessels. That may lead to plaque buildup and may reduce blood flow to your vital organs, such as your heart and your brain, and lead to these complications such as heart attack, stroke, and even hurt your kidneys over time.
Good for us to be aware of. Where do we go for more information?
Right, so to learn more, please visit nhci.heart.org for more information on everything you can do to improve your blood pressure.
All right, good stuff. Yvonne, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Take care.